Mullen and Mullen Injury Law Firm Ticket Stock 2025. On this roundtable, we have me, David Mino. We have the Hardline. We've got Corby, Bob, Dave. We have Sean, my partner on the Sweet Spot. And we have a very, very special guest. He is a Longhorn great. He is a Dallas Cowboy great. He's a fan favorite. He's number 13 on the field, but he's number zero in our hearts. It's the great DeMarvian Overshone.
Yeah.
There you go. Get that one right there. Oh, might be sitting on it.
Oh, dear.
There you go.
Oh, no.
Is that all right? Maybe take the hoodie thing off.
That's fine.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Let the hair.
See?
Let the hair
go. Let it go. Let it fly, man. Let it fly. How often do you... Hi, DeMarvian.
How y'all doing?
We're good.
It's good to be here.
Oh, there's another one. Either one works.
Yeah. There's so many headphones. We got a lot going
on right now. Turn that one off.
Yeah. Maybe.
There.
So,
or maybe not.
That one's nine.
Like
Michael.
How often?
This is my first time.
Yeah, it's all right.
No,
you've got plenty of interviews.
That wasn't an instruction to you.
No. There's others.
Turn it off.
How many times, like now that you've got the dreads working, how often do you have to wash them? Or do you?
You know, that's a good question. One thing about having these is like, it's easy.
Yeah.
And that's one thing, that's one reason why I got them. Like, I started the journey a bunch of times in high school, junior high school. Then I cut it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you don't have to wash them that often. But the thing is, like, I sweat a lot. So,
yeah, how do you keep them fresh?
I have to. I got to.
You Febreze them?
Not Febreze, but you got anything that sizzles in water. You put your detox. That's what I'm trying to get at. Detox. Anything that detox, put your hair in it, sit in there for a little bit. Good as new.
Okay. Nice.
It's not as easy as this.
Do you have a goal? Yeah, like at what point would you trim them?
I think when my old lady tells me she's had enough.
All right.
Because she's already getting to the point where, like, okay, I'm getting past the dreads. But I told myself, if I can ever get all this right here to connect with this right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then the hair can go. Like, if I can get some hair down here, then this hair can go.
Really? So you can't, you're still got baby face enough to where you can't grow the full.
I feel you, man.
I've been growing this since I was 15.
What?
look, my pops ain't got much of it either. So, you know, it looked like it's going to be a while. But
yeah.
I think when you put Rogaine
on your cheeks.
I think when my dreads get outside of my helmet and like I get the cool looking look.
Yeah.
I think that'll be good for
like
me.
CD.
Or, yeah, like
you can
like
add some
CD
color to it too, some blonde or some red.
Maybe here and there. I'm a simple guy. Look what I got on. Like I'm simple. It don't take much for me to just but I think a little blonde, little red tips every now and then just to change it up. But
you're onto something, DeMarvian, and we think there's two things that make a player look faster: hair out of the helmet, and then the right number, and we'll get to that for sure.
Okay.
But do you agree that hair out of the helmet makes a player look faster?
Look, growing up, I always thought if a player had hair out of their helmets, that automatically boosted their attributes, like plus 10.
That's right.
So
that's right.
No matter what, like, if you had long hair on any roster, like, you was probably going to start for me if I created a team. So I'm always like, okay, if I got dreads coming out my helmet, like, kids are going to automatically think I'm better than what I am, really.
That's right. So,
and some sweatbands, too, right?
And the sweat, it's a trick. I'm telling you, if you grow your hair out, you know, just rock a hat or a beanie, you're going to look 10 times cooler than, you know, what you actually are. I'm telling you.
Yeah, that was my problem.
I want to ask about your shoes. Are these custom?
Okay.
Do you buy these in a store? I'm guessing not.
I bought these in a little store. And when you buy things in little stores, that means it's like big prices.
Right. the boots and pricing.
I usually don't buy shoes. Like, I'm around Hey Dudes, like boots. That's usually what people know me as, like around camp. I think for 2 years straight, I don't wear the same Hey Dudes every day. But
are those hand stenciled?
These are like some type of Nikes, Nike Hyper Dunks that the youngins wear. And
you're a youngin. Come on now.
Look, I'm a youngin by birth certificate. But like as far as soul and age and like, I'm up there. I'm telling you, I'm up there.
You're old.
I'm front porch swinging, kick my feet up. That's all I need.
All right, what's your music?
You're East Texas.
Music. Look, I'm old Southern blues, country. Look, the only way I hear a hip hop song, if it's like top of the charts, it goes platinum. But country, gospel, old R&B, and I'm chilling.
What about a big thing in that Longhorn locker room, right? With the wasn't Tavondre into country?
T-Sweat, yeah.
A lot of you guys were into country music.
Look, they won't admit to it, but you see everybody that was rocking boots the last couple years that I've been going. I made everybody tap into their real country cowboy side. I'm like, listen here, like, we go to Texas. Like, I understand all the flashy, like, you know, all that. But deep down, y'all know who we are. Throw them boots on, man. Let's show them how. And look, playoffs 2 years in a row. That's all I'm saying. You throw them boots on. We got 15, 20, 25 people walking down with boots.
Now the word.
What
is that,
doing?
Is that the question?
Who's at the top of
the top of, your, top of the top of your personal country chart?
Personal.
That's a very personal question, Corey.
Like right now or all?
All time.
All time. Okay. Look, I think we all agree that like George Strait is the king.
Yeah, of course.
But like me, I like a little. Like Kenny Chesney and Trace Atkins.
Oh, Kenny's a good friend
of
ours.
He's a good friend of Sean and I. Yeah,
Josh Turner.
We go way back.
Of course, you know, you got to put Luke up there because he's just astonishing. But Trace Atkins, I would say, like, is probably, like, my favorite.
Okay. What about, like, local guy Charlie Crockett?
Yes.
You know him?
He didn't know Charlie.
What about y'all making me feel bad?
What about Leon? What about Leon Bridges?
I like Leon Bridges.
Charlie Crockett's an old soul. You would like him.
Okay. Very old soul.
Well, I'm going to tune in. I'm going to put it on in my truck.
Charlie Crockett. He's from Texas. He's from, like, kind of the desert area of Texas. Yeah.
Tracy Byrd. I like Tracy Byrd.
Okay.
Okay.
It's all doable. We'll accept.
I mean, do y'all got any suggestions?
Well, besides Charlie Crockett.
Corby likes Americana.
I like a splinter of country music that
you like slip country.
Little more singer-songwriter bass, but yeah, I feel you. I got you. How's your health? What's going on?
I'm good. I actually, 2 months and a week out, I got removed off crutches a couple of days ago, so I'm moving around better than ever. If you ask me, last year at this point, you know, I was behind this point. So I'm on track to be back next year doing the same stuff that I was doing before I left this year.
When do you think, like, you'll get the full participation clearance?
Full participation? Like, I'm not one to speculate, but I know, like, I'm going to start off on PUP just for, you know, just for the sake of the injury happening so late. You ask me, I'm going to be good by then. So I think as soon as my first 6 weeks up after PUP, like, it'll be up for grabs. So week 7, week 8, I think I'll be playing football.
Did you, I mean, because obviously when it first happened, you know, we saw it and it was terrible. And when you first talked to doctors and trainers, how quickly were they telling you, look, man, this could be all the way through next year?
You know, actually, when I walked off the field, you know, I was talking to Britt, and, you know, he's telling me, like, you can't walk on it. Like, it's very unstable. Like, at this point, all my ligaments are gone except, you know, my lateral. And at that point, I just needed to know how long this was going to take to get back. I said, I got to play football next year, so be real with me. And at this point, he was like, it's looking like, you know, you might not see next year. And that's what he's telling me. And I know he didn't want to tell me nothing earlier just to, you know, get my hopes up just because we didn't know how serious it was at that point. We just knew it was a lot of damage done. But when I got up and walked off the field, I told him, like, this is all I needed to know. I can get up, walk off the field. I got another chance at this. And, you know, I done been through it before, and it's nothing that I know I can't handle.
Do they still put cadaver ligaments in you? Like, does your leg ever have a mind of its own? Like, commit crimes while you're sleeping?
You know?
Start rag dancing. Yeah.
I haven't had to worry about that. No, I haven't had to worry about that one.
What's the rehab process like for you?
Every day. You know, I mean, I get weekends right now, but once I start touching the field, it'd be an everyday with Britt. You know, everyday process, just getting back. You know, slowly but surely. me, I'm gonna push myself, and that's one thing about them. Like, they got to pull the reins back on me, because I was showing up, you know, a week after driving my truck after surgery, like, you know, just stuff like that. So things that I know I'm doing, like, I push myself to the limit, but at the same time, you know, be smart with it, because I know what's waiting on me when I get back.
We've heard athletes talk about going through the rehab process and surgery and how it's kind of a lonely feeling. You're maybe away from the team. Do you have, like, a support system to help you get through that, I guess, isolated feeling as you try to get back?
Oh, yeah. My support system is, you know, one of the reasons I can sit up here and smile, knowing that I'm 2 months off of, you know, one of the biggest surgeries you can have on the knee as a professional athlete. And I go about my day smiling like ain't nothing happened, because I get to come home to a loving family, a loving girlfriend, a loving son, you know, get to see my mom happy. You know, that's all about me. I'm a giver. Like, I'm happy when other people are happy. So me being all gloomy and dark and negative about this situation is not going to make anything around me better. So, you know, having that support system, having that community, having the guys that I rehab with, you know, every day, you know, it motivates me to get back to playing football. You know, it inspired me to see kids wearing my jersey, saying I'm their favorite player. That makes me want to be that great again. So it's coming. I'm going to be there.
All right. We got to talk about something, DeMarvian. So 6 months ago, you were in our tent in Oxnard, and we had a conversation. And it actually kind of got turned into news a little bit when we were talking with you. I don't know if you remember the conversation, but we got pretty obsessed with your number.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And maybe even more obsessed with your answer, because you basically told us you couldn't be Agent O in Dallas because Jerry didn't want you taking Rowdy's number. And
he's double zero.
Yeah.
It's not even the same number.
And we were just very upset. And then every week, the more plays you made and the more ridiculous you stood out as a stud, the more upset we got that stupid mascot has your number.
No.
And are we going to fix this year, or aren't we?
Look.
We got to get this right?
All I want to say is, first, look, I know y'all have mixed emotions about Rowdy.
They're
not mixed.
Let's just say, underneath that mask is a really, really, really good guy.
Okay.
That's taking all the heat.
Okay, I apologize.
How many snaps is he playing?
You know what? You know what? But I want
on nickel downs?
Yeah,
or
like
sub packages? Whatever.
Let the record show I withdraw stupid mascot and just say mascot. There we go.
But honestly, you know, without saying too much, I would say just hold off on 13s right now. Just hold off.
Yeah, because that was what I was thinking, that the best thing that Jerry could have done is when you come out of surgery and you wake up in the recovery room, he's standing there with a zero to present to you.
That'd be like a superhero cape.
Yes.
Invincible when I put zero on. So I just say hold off on a 13.
So, okay, don't buy 13s right now. If you have them,
look, if you want to donate to my bank account, Bob. But, you know, being the honest man I am.
Right.
And how much I love you guys, I would say hold off on 13.
That's the best news you could have given us.
That's good.
Aside from the fact that you're coming back sooner than you thought originally.
Were you pretty happy? Amazed might be overstating it, because I know you're a confident man, but were you pretty happy with your ability to make plays from week one? You know, Thanksgiving, your pick six, remarkable play. I mean, you were a standout the second the season started, and that doesn't happen to every newcomer into the NFL.
I think when I came in my rookie year and just the training camp I was having, really before training camp, coming in OTAs and really, you know, giving the keys by DQ, you know, telling me to command the huddle with D-Law and Malik Hooker and Dono all right there, and I'm standing in front of them. So when I knew I could do that, I knew I could make plays in this league. Just kind of being around some of the guys, seeing how everybody moved, seeing how the guys that was making plays moved, and seeing how the guys that were just, you know, hanging on, you know, to the last chances they got in the NFL. And I told myself, I can be one of those guys making plays every Sunday. Like, what I'm seeing on film is stuff I know I can do times 10. So once I got to, I just needed the opportunity. I just needed the chance. I think all the way up into the Cleveland game last year, I said I couldn't wait to share my testimony. And what I worked so hard for throughout the rehab, when I was interviewing and just telling people, like, you know, without being cocky or whatever, I know what I'm capable of. And, you know, I worked so hard that I don't leave it to question in my mind that I'm capable of making that play on Sunday.
It's weird around here because you guys hire a new coach, and then within like 6 days, the Luka trade happened, and everything in Dallas shifted to Luka for obvious reasons. But on the new coach front, give us your thoughts.
I love him. People ask me about Shadi, and I say, man, I wouldn't want it no other way. You know, you get a guy that's already been in the building that's, you know, done seen 3-12-5 seasons, then see a 7-10 season. I don't think it's something that you need to, all right, let's sink the whole ship. Let's, you know, fire drill, Chinese fire drill, get everybody out. Let's find the right supporting staff with a guy that we love, that we know the players love, that can motivate millionaires to play hard. Because after seeing what I've seen in the last 2 years, it's not about who you got as the head guy. It's about the guys within the building. Can they rally behind that guy, four quarters of football? I just seen the Commanders go to the conference championship this year. You can't tell me that their roster is better than ours. But I do know that DQ, all 53 of those guys that were suited up, is going to play, you know, all walls out for them. And that's what you need in a league like this.
So this will be your third different defensive coordinator. How do you expect Eberflus to be different?
Just speaking to him how I have, and, you know, just seeing the film, we going to get to the ball as a defense. We're going to be some hard-hitting, ball-getting MFs, yeah. On defense.
Hell yeah.
So that's what I know about him. I know his defense is ranked, you know, below none, you know, when he's calling those play calls. So I'm excited for him. He's definitely my type of defensive coach because he's going to put the 11 out on the field that want to run and hit. And I'm a fan of running and hitting.
Yes.
So if I got 10 guys around me doing the same thing that I'm doing, I know we're going to be a great defense.
I'm ready to right now.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's do this. Right to the wall.
Let's
right
do
now.
This.
Yeah.
All right, DeMarvian, we appreciate it, man. Thank you so much for coming out. We're so happy that things are going well with the rehab. And you're always a pleasure to talk to you, man. You're a bright light.
Thank y'all.
Cheers to you. There he goes. DeMarvian Overshown of your Dallas Cowboys. All right. Coming up next, we'll talk to another Longhorn, Peyton Yeager from Fox 4 next.